Okay. Start. So move on now with Sim Pei Zayin to Sif Vov. I have to confess that I don't really fully understand the structure of this Sif, because it seems we're going back. In other words, we discussed, again, the Torah tells us, Lo Sivashel Gadiba Chalev Yomo. So we discussed already a little bit about what is considered Bishul, right? There are Bishul also Torah, and we talked about Tigun, right? And Tzli, and we talked about those things already. Now the Shulchan Aruch here comes back and talks about Ma'ushan, you know, when it's prepared through smoke, and like a smoke, what do you call it, the curing meat, okay, a form of smoking meat, you can cook. And again, the idea is that it's not the fire that is doing the cooking, it's this hot smoke that's doing the cooking. I mean, it started off with a fire, and but in fact, sometimes there is a fire, but I know that when sometimes on a grill, and we've done this in the past, you put, you know, our grill, our gas grill in the backyard has three parts. So when you want to smoke certain things, you put the meat on the part that's not really getting hot from the fire, and you put these chips, mesquite chips or something like that, that gives a certain smoky flavor. You put that over the fire, and then the whole thing smokes up. So it's really, I mean, the fire gets plays a role, but the whole thing is cooked, and the flavor is because of the smoke. So that's called mu'ushan. We'll see in a little bit another definition of that also. But again, it's other types of cooking. I don't know why, I'm not sure why it comes up here in Sivov, after we've already talked a little bit about cooking. We talked about defining basar, right? Well, the psarof is part of it, then defining cholov, that's a little bit, but we're going to go back after this to talking about mecholov, right? We talked about yesterday, the suva, the cholov, the liquid that after the curdling and so on. So again, I'm not really sure of how the Mechaber placed it here, but in any event, the Shulchan Aruch does say in Sivov, Hamavushal, Chamei Tveri are hot springs. Okay, that again, with the source is not fire. It's not the fire that's doing the cooking. And then Mu'ushan is smoked. Is that what cured is? I don't know what cured is, right? Also, they call it curing meat. So the Mu'ushan is, it's in source 11, actually. But the Shulchan Aruch says, Hamavushal, Chamei Tveri, ain't local. Which would seem to mean at the moment that it's not the raisa. It's not called bas v'chalav. The raisa, if you cook the bas v'chalav, you know, not through fire. In other words, it's a different source of heat. Okay, and that's the idea. We spoke about tzli and tigun already, but even by tzli and tigun, there is fire. All right, it's a bishul. Classic bishul is cooking in water. All right, so tzli means where there's no water at all, but there's fire. And tigun means where there's a limited amount of liquid oil or something else. So, yeah. So we'll see. Okay, we'll have to see, maybe. Okay, but either way, the point that I for right now, I'm just trying to point that. I said, I don't understand why the Mechaber, why are we talking about this earlier when they talk about tzli? And tigun, wanted to mention mushan there. Something comes up here and says, well, all right, it's not the end of the world. But the idea is that it's a different source of the heat. Now, it could be that because it's a different source of the heat, then that's not called bishul. The two questions can be interrelated. But if it's a different source of heat, then it's not halachically called bishul. And the Torah says, also vashal, right? So that's part of the question. All right, we talked about it with regard to tzli. Remember, we had the different psukim with regard to carbon pesach and so on. So anyway, but here it's a different, but at least with tzli, there is a fire. That's what I'm saying. You know, here with Oshon, I mean, there was a fire at one time, but it's the hot smoke that's now cooking it, smoking the meat. Okay, and Chamei Tveri, there's no fire at all. It's the heat from earth, right? I mean, the Chamei Tveri, hot springs. I mean, Chamei Tveri, no today, the Chamei Tveri, the hot springs. And there are places in the United States also. Isn't it like Colorado Springs or something like that? The hot springs, no? I think there are hot springs, place in the United States also. So the idea is a different source of the heat. And, you know, curing meat, or, you know, I mentioned before putting these, we used to put these mesquite chips on, you know, the type of chips that gives a smoky flavor. So you put this, the chips over the fire, and the thing fills with smoke, and the smoke gives off that flavor. Anyway, so that's the question. All right, and what it seems to say in the Shulchan Aruch, here in Sifalot, seems to be problem, it's ain't local. So let's get to the background a little bit. We start with a Mishnah Nedarim. It's Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph in Maseches Nedarim. Okay, where it says, Hanoder min HaMavushal. A guy takes a neder, Okay, you can take any kind of neder you like. So a guy takes a neder min hamavushal. He's not going to eat food that's cooked. All right, there's the Bartanura there. I printed in source two. The Bartanura in that Mishnah says, the Rav says, Hanodam and Mavushal, Sha'omar Konem and Mavushal Alai. I hereby declare that anything cooked is usur to me. Konem is a lotion. I don't know if you ever learned it, Dharm. Konem is a lotion of the neder, right? Prohibited like a korban. So whatever is cooked, I'm not going to eat. A guy takes such a neder for X number of days, whatever. You can take whatever neder you like. So a person takes such a neder, mutter bitzli, v'sholok. Okay, it is mutter for him to eat roasted meat, because that's not for this purpose, called cooking. Now, the Dharm, you always have to worry or bear in mind that the neder goes by Lashon Bnei Adam. All right, he said cooked. So the assumption of this mission is mutter b'tzli v'sholok. What is sholok? Rashi says, I'm in the Bartan, it says there in source two, kolshen is basha yosu v'shua roi nikro sholok, overcooked. Something with the vegetables, you have very soft, overcooked. Shlokos, we haven't. Brachas, in fact, some say the bracha and shlok is not even adom anymore because it's not that, it's just so soft and mushy. Anyway, that's called shalok. So that's it. That's the sugi in the Dharm, which not the Mishnah does, not going to help us because it doesn't say anything about mushan. However, the Yerushalmi on that Mishnah in the Dharm, it's parak vav alacha aleph in source three, the Yerushalmi, it says the following, hanodim or ask, hanodim and havushul, maushe mutar min ha-ma'ushan. The Yerushalmi asks, what's the story with Ma'ushan? In other words, the mission didn't say it. The mission spoke about Tzli and Sholok, but the mission never mentioned Ma'ushan. So the Gemara, the Yerushalmi, for whatever reason, the Bava doesn't ask, but the Yerushalmi does. What's the story with Ma'ushan? And Ma'u Shehem Mutar Betugan. What about Tigan? Fried. Okay, in terms of Nadar. Ma'u Shehem Mutar Betavshos and Spashal Bamei Tveria. Okay, again, that's the heat. There's no fire there at all. So the heat inside the, I mean, somewhere there's fire, I guess. Or Chazal say the heat of Chametria comes from Gehenna, whatever that means. Okay, but it's the heat from the core of the earth. Okay, it's not a regular fire. Okay, I mean, some things that come out of the ground are freezing cold, but depending on where it comes from, I guess, where it originates from, it can be hot coming out of the ground. Hots there, hot springs, there are cold, you know, cold springs. If you've been to Rizal's make, but it's a cold spring, right? Unless you go in the summer, you know, it's hot and there are thousands of people there. So, but other than that, it's freezing cold, right? And even in the summer, it's usually freezing cold. There's a lot of people there. And you go, you think your heart's going to stop for a second. At least that's what my experience was. And then by the time you get back up the hill, you're boiling hot already. You know, you got to, huh? Yes. Yeah, you got to buy a soda when you get to the top. Anyway, so, but that's because that's a Maya. That's an underground spring, a cold spring. So, be that as it may, the Yerushalmi is Ma'ushim Mutar B'Tavshin V'Hashem Eitzeria. So then, that's a group of questions which the Bayadol of Shita, the Yerushalmi never answers. Yerushalmi does not give an answer. Then it answers another series of questions. Rabbanan de Kisrin Shalom, Rabbanan from Kesaria, asked Ma'ushan, okay, Ma'ushim Ba Mishum Bishule Goyim. We have a din to Rabbanan that anything cooked, kosher food, 100% kosher food, best hashkocha, or it's cooked by a non-Jew, that's called bishul akum. We'll talk about the, you know, that'll be the best of some June's month. Okay, whatever, the end of May. So we'll get there, Bishra. Bishul akum. So bishul akum is a din to Rabbanan, and it's forbidden to eat food cooked by a non-Jew. That's exactly the Rabbanan to minimize, since food is often associated with get-togethers, social get-togethers. So Chazal legislated against certain things because they wanted to minimize social interaction between Jews and non-Jews as a precaution against intermarriage and so on. So certain things, and everything went about Azara, Mishnayis, and they went about Azara, that the Chacham answered, because they wanted to cut down to the extent that they could social interaction. And food is not to you eat, but you know, you also food is something you do as a social activity. So one of the things is Bishol Akum. So the question is, okay, Bishol Akum, what about if the goy smokes, prepares the food by smoking it? Got nothing to do with basar v'chalav. Will that be a violation of bishul akum? That's the Gemara asks. Ma'u sheyeh bo mishum tavshil shabbos. What about Shabbos? What about the smoking something? Will that be a violation of bishul Shabbos? Okay. Ma'u sheyeh bo mishum basar v'chalav. And what about basar v'chalav? So the Gemara there, the Yerushalmi, in the Dharma, Parak Vav, Al-Halav, brings up in the context of the statement to the Mishnah, so the Mishnah was only to Manadara. Mishnah says, Hanodim and Avushos, Mutab and Sliv and Shalom. So the Gemara asks, what about Mushan and other things, and Tugan, other things, and Chametzeria? Okay. And then also, what about Mushan with regard to other dinim, such as Bishol Akum? And Bishol Akum, for example, is a leniency. There would never apply to Sadavisha Nechal Kamoshu Chai. Something which is edible raw, Okay, I mean, people do eat it raw and they cook it up, so that would not be a violation of Bishul Akum because you don't need the goy's participation because he didn't really prepare the food because you could have eaten it raw. That's called Dover Shenechel Kamol Shuchai. Right, so it's eaten as so. Where does motion fit into the mix? Right, is that really, you know, is that anyway? That's the those are the questions, and the Yerushalmi never resolves any of these questions. We call it the Bayit Lev Shita, okay, or the Korban Eidah, which is one of the commentaries on the page in the. In the Yerushalmi, not on the entire Yerushalmi, but certain Masechtas, many Masechtas have the Korban HaEidah. So he says in that passage in Dharma Bav, Paragraph of Lachalach, Mishum Tavshil Shabbos. What's the concern about Shabbos? What's a Shabbos? He says, Sh'asu lahatmin samach l'Shabbos. He mentions two problems. First of all, there's an issue on Shabbos called Hatmana. What is Hatmana? Hatmana means to wrap something up or to bury it in the insulate something. Some cases it retains the heat, some cases it add the heat. You're not going to do that on Friday. Even on Friday is Friday. Okay, no, it's some off on Friday. But you're not going to do it on Friday and you leave it wrapped up or insulated until Shabbos. Until Shabbos. It's called Hatmana. It's got to be completely surrounded. I mean, they raised the question with Quackpots a little bit about is that considered completely surrounded or not? So that's why some people put the Quackpot. Yeah, well, I would also put a little thing on top, so it's not directly on there. Actually, now the new one that we got has this metal pan underneath. It's already. What's that?
It's on the
wall. Yeah, right. So then that takes care of the problem. You know, the old one we had, the old crock pot we had, was I put to crumple up these little tinfoil, put the rest on there. Okay, anyway, that's the issue at Mona. So the question is, Carbonate explains what the Shalom says here is Maoshe Mutalanir, Dvar Michael, Somochl Oshem, Kadeshi Ashem Bishabbos. There's some source of smoke. Okay, so right before Shabbos, you want to put something there into this, you know, where the smoke is, and it's going to be smoked, and it's going to absorb the smoky flavor on Shabbos. Inami, okay, or if it's something Bosha will called Tzarka. Like we know, forgetting about Hatmana, even Bishul. Either I bought it on Shabbos, let's say on Friday afternoon. I'm not allowed to put something on the fire on Friday afternoon. You know, Friday is not Shabbos. I can do whatever I want on Friday, right? But there's always some law on Shabbos. But Rabbana made it there to put something that's not fully cooked right before Shabbos. So we have Xer, Shem Yechata. We're afraid that you'll come home and you want to eat this, then you'll see it's not done. So you'll take a poker and you'll stoke the fire level, or the modern day equivalent, you'll adjust the knob with the flame. Okay, so therefore, that's Xer, Shem Yechata. So with Koma Baila here is a Mu'ushan Dina Kibosho called Zarko. What if you have something smoked? Is that called Basho called Zarko? Mutar Lishos, and therefore Shahia, that's called Shahia. She means leaving, you know, delaying or leaving it on. Right? Shahia wouldn't apply to Mu'ushan because it's already, since it was smoked, already considered fully cooked. Well, not that's what that was the question. So again, as I said before, it's a Bayer de Levshita in the Yerushalmi Nedarim Perek Vav. Aloha. However, if you look elsewhere, at least with regards to Shabbos, is another Yerushalmi. And that's in Masechta Shabbos. The Yerushalmi Masechta is Masechta Shabbos, Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis, where the Yerushalmi says, it's again, in the Dharam, it raises all these questions, again, about other types of preparation, similar to Ma'ushan, in the sense that it's not directly in the file. It mentions Tigon, mentions Chametaria, fine. And the second thing is, where does Ma'ushan fit in with regards to Bishul Akum, with regards to Shabbos, and with regards to Bas V'Cholah? Because it's there they're talking about the Dharam. In the Yerushalmi and Shabbos, Parag Zayin Halacha Beis 5, it says Hatsola Hamatagin Hasholeg Hamashen Kulun Mishum Avashu. At least with regards to Hilchos Shabbos, Yerushalmi says openly that Sola is the roasting sleigh, right? Matagin is tikkun frying. Hasholeg is overcooking the stuff, and Hamashen is all under Bishul. So even though in the Dharam, it's left as a Vaidal of Shita, but in Yerushalmi and Shabbos, it says that it is under Bishul. As for Chamei Tveria, the Gemara there in Yerushalmi Shabbos continues, Bishul b'Chamei Tveria, ma what about Chamei Tveria? So that's a Machlokas. Chizki Amar also b'Yochanan b'Mutar. Machlokas Amar on Chizki and b'Yochanan. Chizki says it's also Aser. B'Yochanan says, no, that's too far away. That's not, you know, there's no fire at all, whatever his explanation will be. Okay? Yeah, and I put to the premotion. Okay, now just in terms of this, so because those are the passages in Shalom that will be relevant to what we're talking about today. So the just to clarify the definition of emotion, I printed here in source 7, the Prisha, here in our seminary, there's in Pei Zion, in Ostes, he says, Perish Me'ushan, There's two possible explanations for what does Moshe mean. Just to understand, Shenischamu Basar B'Cholav BeOsham Kemo B'Chametzriya. The item, the food item, this Basar B'Cholav item was heated up through Osham, through being smoked and hot smoke. The hot smoke heated up this item. That's one definition of Moshe. Odei Shlomer Shenishra B'Cholav. Okay, you soak the meat in milk, which we said with the rice is certainly not a problem, right? It's not cooked. I soak the meat in cold milk, but then Acharkav Kelo B'Osham. Okay, then I hung it in smoke. Okay, like they do sometimes with smoked salmon or smoked meat, you can see they hang it, you know, in a place where the smoke looks. So here it was in milk. So when it's in milk, it's not the rice because of the visual. But now when I took this meat that had the milk, was sitting, it wasn't sitting for 24 hours. So it's not kovash kovashim. But it was in there for a while, it was soaking. And now I take the piece of meat out, I hang it up over a place like, again, like a smoked, you know, smoked salmon or something like that. Okay?
Is there actually any difference between those two options?
No, it's just saying that, in other words, here, because you could argue that maybe there was some absorption already in the second case, even though it was not kosher kavusha, but it had, I think you're saying either one. I don't think it's a machlokas. You know, I don't think it's a machlokas. Yeah.
In some cases, did you have it
on? What's that? You took it out of the milk and you hung it up. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, that's just in terms of definition. In terms of halacha, the Rambam paskins by us in Perek Tes of Hilchos Machlosos Halacha Vav Hamavushan Hamavushal B'Chametzeri Keretz Ben Ein Lokin Halacha. The Rambam paskins you don't get malchus. Okay, now the question is, what exactly does that mean? What do you mean you don't get malchus? So does that mean if one could say that means it's not also deraisa? It's not also deraisa. All right, if also with the rice, you get malchus, like regular cooked bas b'chol. See, the Rambam says, I'm a ushan, and so on. It's, okay, it's a man, ain't lokal olive. And lechora would seem to mean, you know, that the Rabbanah, the Magid Mishnah, here in Perek Tes HaLachavav, writes in the 9, Hamu'ushan, etc. Hamu'ushan, bayad de lo ifshita, b'yusham ibn adar, and perek hanodam in a. That's the first mission. That parak is called. I know the Menavushal 6 parak of Narmans, what I read above. So it's one of the first mission in the parak. So it's called parak. I know the Menavushal. Anyway, the Magid Mishnah points out, as we just saw, that this is the question of whether it's Basa B'chol by Menavushal is a Bayadalo of Shita in the Gemara Nadarim. And then he writes, V'yadua Shesofe Torah Lahachmer, but V'ain Lokin Olav. So what does he mean, Sofek Torah? Okay, the language of Magid Mishnah is Yodua Shesofek Torah LaHachmer Sfeika D'Raisa LaChumra. Well, what exactly is Sfeika D'Raisa? And you don't get Malkus. Okay, that's a question. So, what he's saying, there may be an Issa D'Raisa here. Okay, maybe Issa D'Raisa, just no Malkus. Now, why would you get Malkus and Issa D'Raisa? So that may be a function of a bigger machlokas, which we'll talk about later in the episode, but not for right now. And that is when we say sveika deraisa lechumra, is that a din deraisa or is that a din derabbanan? Sveika deraisa lechumra deraisa or sveika deraisa lechumra derabbanan? Machlokas around the mashpah. Not for now, but if you hold that sveika deraisa lechumra is itself only din derabbanan, that's why you don't get malchus. Okay, it wouldn't be malchus. And it says v'amavushul v'chametrei gam kein nirasham shu shovel amushul. Now, Lagabe Shabbos, Mavashu B'chametrei is Potter B'chol Shabbos. Okay, he points out the fact that Mavashu B'chametrei and Shabbos is Potter. Now, Shabbos, whenever we say Potter, what does it mean? Potter, Mechatas, Ba'avaloser, Rabban, right? So that's what the Magid Mishnah is pointing out with regards to Shabbos. With regards to Shabbos, he says, Mavashu B'chametrei is Potter, Kishuniska B'chol Shabbos, as I mentioned, B'chol Shabbos. Okay, it's Potter, Avaloser, Rabban. That's Mavash B'chametzveria on Shabbos. It's Potter Avalos Darbon. Questions are here. So I don't know. Instinctively, it seems to me that he probably means the whole thing's only as a Darbon. Okay, because again, you don't get Malkus, but I don't know. It remains a little bit of a question. All right, what's he referring to when the Magid Mishnah writes that Mavash B'chametzveria Potter Kinizka B'Hilchus Shabbos? So that's the next source, verse number 10. Perek Tes of Hilchus Shabbos. Aloha Gimel. Bechain, Abbasha, Bechametver, Kyotzen, Potter. Okay, I mean, the rice is mutter, but it's also in the bottom. So, where does that leave us with Bishul? But Bishul also Chala. Okay, you hear what I'm saying? The Shulchan Aruch paskins by us here in Sim Pezayin Zivav 11. Hamushan Bush Muhammad Tayyar ain't local. Okay, again, you have hot springs, you have smoking, whatever. These things are ain't local alone. So the truth of the matter is, one could posit when it comes to Shabbos, it's potter abel osud rabbanon. Right? That's what potter also means. So the Rama paskins in Perek Tes of Shabbos al Gimel, Hamavash Muhammad Tayyar Tayyar potter. Here it doesn't say potter, it uses a different language, it's ain't local alone. So what would be the difference? Because again, in Yerushalmi, the kashas are kind of lumped together, right? The Yerushalmi back in source 3, Yerushalmi says, Rabbanan de kishin shalom ma'ushan ma'u sheyebo mishum bishu egoim, right? Bishu akum. Umau sheyebo yehebo mishum tafshile Shabbos, kukan Shabbos, and ma'u sheyebo mishum bas nechol. So we're suggesting maybe the answers are not the same. You know, the questions were lumped together and left unanswered. Maybe the answers are not the same. Okay, maybe there's a difference between Shabbos and bas nechol. Okay, and the dinim are not the same. Because when it comes to Shabbos, again, it says Mevashel Chametz Tveri is potter. Okay, potter also, but maybe by Bas V'Cholov, you don't get Malkus, but it's still also. Now, why would that be? Still also the Raisa. Now, why would that be? Because again, with Shabbos, what is always the operative phrase? Melechas Machsheves. Okay, Melechas Machsheves also Torah. Okay, so Melechas Machsheves. The fact that in order to qualify as a melech on Shabbos, something that's labeled a melech as machsheves, so that is that has many ramifications. Many ramifications. It has to be tzarach legufo, right? It has to be davar miskaven. It has to be kedarko, doing it in the normal fashion. It has to be davar miskayin. Right? A number of things that a melech has to be in order to be labeled a melech as machsheves. Okay, there are many rules. So therefore, maybe by Chamei Tveria, Yesh Lahakel, when it comes to Shabbos, you know why? Because maybe when it comes to Shabbos, it's not kedarko. You know, not normal to cook. People don't cook in hot springs. Right? That's just, it's like a kelo kedarko. Maybe it lacks Meleches Machsheves because of the abnormality of it. Right? People don't usually tend to cook in hot springs. It's not what's done. So therefore, there's room to perhaps be Mekel. By Chalatei Bechametveria, okay? But by Bas V'Cholov again, what's the criteria? Not interested in Melechas Machsheves. What are we interested in? Well, the transference of flavor, right? The mixture of the flavor. So who cares how it got mixed? And it's result-oriented. The result thinker, not the action, okay? So if transference of flavor, that's the aim of Bas V'Cholov. So through Bishul, okay? But fine, for that purpose, this qualifies as Bishul. Just because it doesn't qualify as Bishul. Maybe on Shabbos it doesn't qualify as Bishul because it lacks the criteria necessary for Melechas Machsheves because it's done in Shalom Kedarka. So one could suggest a distinction. Now, that's what the Shach right away in Source 12 on Shach here by us, right? In Sin Bezayin, Sin Kot Yud Gimel, when the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Lokan Alav, but the Shach right away says, Aval Isura Mi Ha'ika. But there is an Isser, okay? But again, he also doesn't punch out what is derived from the Rabbanon. It's a glaring omission, but the Mechaber just says, ain't lokin alav. And the Shach says, but certainly it's still also. No doubt, but it's still also the most recalled. He doesn't really punch out what is derived from the Rabbanon. He says, mechein mechalav meis, it's something else. Okay? Now, of course, the Nafkamina chaps, the Nafkamina is going to chap, if it derives from the Rabbanon, it's going to chap by what? By Hanoch. There'll be enough community by an Issa Hanoch. Okay, in other words, the if you hold that it's not really a deraisa at all, so then it'll be Mimuta Bahanoch. Bas V'Cholov, which was prepared through Ishun, Mushun, would not be the deraisa. So certainly also to eat it, but only the Rabbanon, and therefore Hanoch would mutter, yeah.
Or also deraisa while living in Malkus.
Yes, I said before, maybe, it's a good question, maybe also deraisa because there's no Malkus because, again, it's a Sveika deraisa, but the Sveika deraisa of Chumar is only itself Darabonim. So maybe it's enough, you have to figure, it's not enough to bring in the Chiv Malkus. It's not the exact way the Torah described it. But hold on for 1 second. Okay, but not the way the Torah mentioned. That's all I'm saying. In other words, it's a din d'oraisa, but it's not enough to bring him up. It's not enough bishul You know, it's not because it's not normal, but it's different than lo sivasho, but not different enough to, it's enough to create a suffering. And it's a suffering on a Torah law. So we machmer won't bring the malchus if you hold sacred rice of chumah is the rabbanon itself. It's a possibility. Okay. Now, mistama, though, to be honest, I think you're right. Mistama, why we make that split? Mistama, hana is osir, it's a baidalo of shita. Okay, and therefore we should be machmer misafik. So whatever it is for one, it should be for the other. So I think in principle, you know, why would you make that chiluk? All right. Now, if you look in the Bir Hagro, here I printed the source 13, the Bir Hagro in Osir Gimel, he quotes this Yerushalmi, quotes all Yerushalmi. All right. And he notes, yeah, this whole thing was a bayadol of shita in the Yerushalmi, where? In the Dharam. Right? You're right, there was a bayadol of shita, so we're machmer. We're not sure we're going to be machmer. So usually we're machmer. Okay, but not enough machmer to bring along malchus. The bayadol tigmar has as a question. So, okay, it's a suffix and a dindoraisa, but it's not enough to bring malchus along. But the Gross says, one second. Yeah, but in yes, it's true. I mean, Gross speaks always in the Biragor very briefly, but I think what he's saying is, well, it's true that in the Gemara and the Darim, and the Rishalmi and the Darim, Perek Vavo, was a Bible of Shita. But in the Shabbos, Perek Zion, the other Rishalmi, so it was that, so it's fine, it wasn't a Bible of Shita. And Gross points that out. He said, well, Perek Zion, the Shabbos, Shom, Hatzolom, Hatzolom, Matagim, Hatzolom, Raham, Ashim, Kulom, Mishum, Mavashom. Okay? It's not a Bible of Shita in the Rishalmi and Shabbos. The Shalom and Shabbos, it says they're all included under Bishul for Shabbos purposes. Vim Kain, who are they? Then Bas V'chol. The Mistaber says the maybe the same thing by Bas V'chol. Okay? But again, the Afghanim will be, does he mean Darabana? Does he mean Daraisa? L'chor, it sounds like it means Daraisa. He tells you, look at the Pre-Chodosh. So let's look at the Pre-Chodosh here in our Simon, here they Simon Pei Zion. So cotton bays, okay? He says as follows: A daim nishan levare im meushan mevush mechametreya asir min haTorah alo. The Pekadosh points out, you know, from the mechaber, from the shach, it's not 100% mevurar what the story is. What is derais and darbanan? It just says in Shulchan Aruch ain lokan alo, and the shach said al yisura miyayika. Good, I'm with you. Is it derais and darbanan? The Pekadosh says it's not so clear. All right, he says uvi Yerushalmi perak hanod mevushal. Okay, quotes that Yerushalmi. And he quotes the Rambam and Perek Tes, we read before, okay, and the Magid Mishnah. It's a Bayadol Shita, Diadu, the Sekhat Torah, Hakmei Lokalov, but says the Pre-Chodosh, we have four lines down, the end of the line, Vili Nira. The Af, like we just said, that was the Gro alluded to. The Af, Gav, the Lev Shita Hacha, even though these questions were not resolved here in Yerushalmi and Darim. Okay, but if Shita Rishalmi Gufa elsewhere, Masech HaShabbos, Perek Klagoto, Perek Zalach HaBeis, it was resolved also, the Kassino Hasim quotes it. Therefore, B'chi Heichi D'mechayah B'ma'ashen B'mishum M'vashol B'Shabbos, so who are they? L'inyan B'Yishol B'Asvachov. Okay, so he projects that once you resolve the Shaila with the Rishalmi and Shabbos, that it is considered B'Yishol with regards to Shabbos, again, the Rishalmi in Shabbos, he's talking about Shabbos. He just says kulun mishum mevasho for Shabbos. But the Pekhodesh says, so it's mistaber to say that once it's considered bishul for Shabbos, it's also considered bishul for bas v'chol. All right? Now, as far as Kamei Tveria, well, that gufo was machlokas over there in Shabbos. The more there, in Shabbos did not resolve the Kamei Tveria problem, even in regards to Shabbos. That was machlokas chizkiya of Yechon. Yeah. Well, who says it is? I mean, in the dark. The dark is also notable. Oh.
Whatever it is, by Shabbos, that will be
about the problem. Yeah, by the dark, we're about again. Also, right. Echadami, because I'm saying that, yes. Again, could be because by the Dharma it's always Lashem and Eldam, so I guess. And anyway, the Pekhodesh
more so than that, because Shabbos is a definition.
That's what we said, right, in economy.
No, I'm saying, objectively, Bishul is a final relaxing for Shabbos, by the Dharma is by the
Eldam. I hear. Why does Pekhodesh
more general, easier to
okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good question. I hear you. You're saying a lot of dafka udin. I mean, you're right. That's why Pichodesh learns it. And then he says about Rosh Hashanah Tveri, it's a machlokas in Yerushalmi. So he concludes that Bishop Rosh Hashanah, that's not also in the Torah. And therefore, it's also it's a mutba hano. I mean, you're right. That's the kashan of Brichodesh, the Chidor. I printed in 15, the Chidor, okay, makes this point. And the Machzik Brocha here in our Simon Pezayin, it's caught in Yud Beis. He writes, Hamushim Roshul, etc. Me'ata Yeshmokum Lomar, Kamosha Kosar Rabban Iskar, where he's quoting, Da'agam Da'am Rishami, Da'mushim, B'Shabbos Nikim Roshul, Hanam Mishum, Da'asam Mishum Malacha Nagobo. Okay? Ba'am Rabbana, Da'chai, Mishum Abasha. Abel Babas Recholo, Basically, what you're saying. He doesn't say get it over to the Dorim, but he said, why make that jump from Shabbos the way we said before? And he says it just he sharpens it a little bit. He says, let's remember, by Shabbos, it never said the word Lo Sevasho. Right? You never have a formulation, the Lo Sevasho in Shabbos. Okay? There is an action. Okay, which is usher, all right, and we're saying that, and if it's done in a normal way, okay, as opposed to hametzray, let's say maybe, but if it's done in a normal way, so then that's usher, and that'll be considered a malacha on Shabbos. However, Abbas Macholo, it says lo sevash. So our question is, this is what you made at the very beginning. Now the question is, this called lo sevash? On Shabbos, it's almost like I don't care whether it's called technically bishul or not. Right. I don't care what it's called. Right, exactly. So that's what the Chidor is saying. That's what he's saying. But on Shabbos, I don't particularly care what you call it. Call it whatever you like. Okay, it's a melechas machshev. It's a normal way of this activity of preparing food.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
That's the Chidor. Okay. But by Bas Michala, we want to know what it's considered Bishul, what it's called Bishul. Okay, and Lav Dafka it's called Bishul. There may be enough Malachas Machshevas, okay. But it's not called Bishul, and that's why Ain Lokin Misafek, and therefore there's no Malkus and Ain Raya Mishavas. So that remains a question. I printed, Alex sent it out. I didn't have it on the computer. The Chidush HaGrach, Ma'akab Chaim, from the stencil. Okay, it's Oz Tov Mem Dalad. You know what the story is with the stencil, right? The stencil is a word that I think an English word that the Briskers kept alive. Okay, because, you know, when I was in school, you guys know what a stencil is?
Yes.
What's that? Yeah, so there's two types of stencils. One is when you want to cut out all the letters you want to trace. Who does that today? You're on a computer, huh? Kids, I guess, still. But stencil meant something. That's not what this stencil is. No, when I was a kid, you didn't have photocopy machines like that, or a Xerox machine, it's a photocopy like the copy machine. What you did was, when I went to school, the rabbi or the teacher would write out something on a form that's called a stencil. And the machine was called a mimeograph machine. Ask your parents about it. Okay. And they wrote on a special paper, you know, it had some type of ink or something, and you put it on this thing and you turned it and it made it copies. It's like a printing. It wasn't a printing press. That was called a stencil. And the teacher would give out stencils. Okay, here are the stencils for Karak and Gimel, you know, so we give out the stencil words, you know, Bira Emilim, you know, from the Chumash and so on. It doesn't exist anymore. Because it's much more perfect with computers and so on. But so the Briskers always didn't want to publish originally. Briskers always nervous about a lot of things. So only they were nervous about it, they didn't want to publish. Ruchaim didn't want to publish. Okay, the Chidushim and Mamaram, they did publish. But other things, because they're always, again, they're perfectionists. I'm not saying in a negative way. Maybe it's wrong. So anyway, so the way they got out of it was they printed it. Did you see what they sent you, Alex? They sent, take a look on my phone. It's a different type of thing. It's typed. So they didn't publish it like Svarim. They did it in a stencil format. You see, it's a different.
That's their way of saying it.
So it's not really published. It was the way they got out of it. So they call it Reb Chaim in the stencil. So there it is, Chiddush HaGrash stencil. Achadash Oz Tef Mem Dalet. You see that? Okay, so anyway.
So it's Reb
Chaim. No. I think now they don't care.
They made the other Svarim
stencil. The newest Svarim. The original.
Not even originally. Also,
I don't know if the Rambam's original stencil. I don't know. I have a few different copies of the Chiddush HaGrash. The original one I got when I was in Yeshiva, they all looked like this type of print. Not the one on the Rambam, the one on the Gemara, on the Shas, the HaGrach on the Shas. Okay, now I think they printed the regular. No one bothers anyone. Anyway, so they said that's a Chaim in the stencil. So in Oz Tuf Mem Dalet, Bedina in Bishlach HaBishl, and it's not talking directly about our issue, but actually we talked about this. Remember in the Havdam, we talked about the difference in Bishlach HaBishl with Shabbos as opposed to Bishlach HaBishl with the Vasu Cholof. So Chaim writes, nearly, the Hevdel Yesh, Bein Din Shal Ein Bishlach HaBishl with Shabbos, Levein Ein Bishlach HaBishl with Vasu Cholof. Legabe Shabbos, Vada HaBir Hu Bechefza, Velo B'mai Samalocha, a different angle, okay? Vega, Ukimo Ein Tchina Achar Tchina, the idea is Ein Tikun Malocha B'Tchina Achar Tchina, Al-Kain Ein B'Zem Malocha Lein in Shabbos. Grinding. So ain't told once something is ground up, you ground it fine, grinded finer, okay, it ain't token achar token. Because no longer tikkun of the item. Okay, so maybe a little smaller pieces. You already have what they call it, Israeli salad, the small pieces of tomatoes and cucumbers chopped up in squares or whatever. And now you're gonna cut another, that's not adding anything. So that's not gonna be a malachal in Shabbos. But by Basra Khalva, Isu Dafkai de Bishul, again, because the word is Bishul. Afilu tigun gamken ene b'vosu v'cholav. Quote the psalm anyway, right? The rock ayde bishul nase b'vosu v'cholav megzeres hakosavu. Shatei aseh or shemaisa shemaisa dafka ayde bishul. Okay, I'm reading ain bishul achar bishul. Shein chashiv a maisa bishul. Ain chashiv is bishul lasu v'vosu v'cholav. I believe it's kibush tigun and so on. So the when it comes to Shabbos. What are you trying to do? You're changing the chefza into, you know, tikkun ochlin, malachas machshavas. Okay? When it comes to basa b'cholav, it's the act of bishul. So it's similar, really, made to that chidur in a way, right? It's the act, on basa b'cholav, it's the act of bishul. Now it can be misupik, whether ma'ushal is considered the act of, I don't care what it is by Shabbos. Right. I don't care whether by Shabbos it's considered bishul. Because in Shabbos, no iser bishul. It's an iser of malach shabbos to prepare food or complete food through this process. So mushan is part of the process. It's not called bishul. I care what it's called. Okay, I've tikkun ochlin through heat. It's good enough through fire, through some kind of heating element. It's done, and you can even include chamei treya. Because it's one opinion. That was machlokes. But ulav daf can be the same with with basar chalos. That's what I wanted to bring out. I just at the end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch says what it says. Amu'ushim Shulchan Aruch ain't lokin alok. So it's not really clear. And again, the Nafkamina chops by Hanukkah. I think the Pasha, the way the Shachs, I think, seems to lean, okay, is that there is an Isser, and it's even an Isser. I think it's all one Isser. And probably Hanukkah wouldn't be allowed, but maybe there's room to be Mekel. That's what the Pichotah says. You're definitely going to be Mekel by Mechametveria. Okay, Mechametveria says that's certainly Mutter. So the question is, what about Bas V'Cholov by Mu'ushan? Does it carry this on? No, it's a little bit of an open question. Okay? All right, that takes care of that point. To bring this discussion over to more modern times, the question comes up, it's called out of base here, Bishul B'Microgal, right? The microwave. What's with microwave? Okay, there's heat, but there's no fire. And the way the waves, microwaves are concentrated onto the food. What's the story of that? Forget the electricity issue. Okay, let's assume you get around it, Shabbos, whatever you get around. Would it be an issue of bishul in a microwave? That's the more modern equivalent of this question. Okay, you could argue that it might be for Shabbos purposes, like we just said, because by Shabbos, any type of preparing the food, whether it's called bishul or not called bishul, I don't care, because by Shabbos never says lo sevasho. So it's a malachas machshavas. So therefore, by Shabbos, it might be also a basu chol. Maybe it wouldn't be doraisa, wouldn't be bishul, because maybe it's not called bishul. All right. So There is a tshuva, I printed in Swiss 17, tshuva, the Beis Yitzchak. Not our Beis Yitzchak, the Beis Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkes, the Achronim, and on Yoredei Chelek Aleph from Kuf Chav, Os Dalet. He was around in the late 1800s when the electricity was becoming, you know, in vogue. And so he has a number of important tshuvas on the early tshuvas on the electricity shaila. Whether it's Eish, whether it's this, Shabbos, you know, all the questions. So the Beis Yitzchak writes in this tshuva, Chelek Yoredei Chelek Aleph from Kuf Chav, Os Dalet. He says, "V'dad the dover zeh poshut to mevashal b'shabbes aydei chamimus b'shal heves hamis haveh aydei koach ha'electricitat." Okay, you can guess what that means. Okay, if you have something that gets which warmed up through electricity, okay, oh mevashal bos mechalav aydei koach zeh chayev. Okay, so he assumes that the dover poshut that both for Shabbos and for he's not talking about microwave that they didn't have in this time. But again, something heated up through electricity, coils or whatever else that heats something up. He said, that's vadai usher. So he says, "Be'af shelo nechal b'havora." He does, okay, but he says, "Be'af shelo nechal b'havora kazu shum eitz o shuman." And even though no wood or fuel is eaten up, you know, in this way, That's a little bit how electricity works. And that's not the case here. Nonetheless, he says, "Kaven shenirel einenu shall heves hamavashal be'ish mechayim mishum Shabbos mishum Moschal." But you see, if the things get hot, so again, and he says it's true by Shabbos and by Moschal. But again, a microwave could be different. Because again, the heat and the walls don't get hot, things don't get hot. Just the food gets hot. So here we have the following question: What is it like? This is similar to something else which we do find. Obviously, the Gemara doesn't talk about microwaves, but we do find something similar in a sugyan Shabbos. Lamed Tesam Aleph. Omer of Nachman Bechama. What if I cook something on Shabbos by the heat of the sun? Okay, every once in a while we have a heat wave. The city, it was 100 degrees a few days in a row. They put to the paper some picture of a kid frying an egg on the sidewalk. So hot that the street to the sidewalk gets hot and crack up an egg, it'll cook. You get a fried egg, it'll cook. All right, so that's called Mevashel Bechama. As Rashi says over there in Shabbos, it says, well, 19 come in the Shemesh, right? The sun. It gets hot from the sun. You can cook something in the sun if the sun is intense enough. So the Gemara says, Omer Nachman, again, this is Shabbos, Lamed Tesla, Omer Nachman, Bechama the Kula Amal Opli the Shari. It's 100% Mutter. 100% Mutter. Rashi says, you know why, the Shari? The Ein Derech Bishulo Bekach. Let's remember to qualify as Malachas Machsheves. It has to be that this is the normal way that this activity is done. People don't normally fry eggs on the sidewalk. People don't normally cook in the sun. Okay? And bechama be'or look at the leaves of ha'otah, and the sun is not the same as a fire. And you don't have to have a Rashi. You don't have to exera. Don't cook in the sun because you may come to cook in a fire. No, it's not going to lead you one to the other. Different enough. We're not worried about it. However, what about the next thing? Betoldos ha'or. What about if you cook in something which was heated by fire? You have a pan or a pot that was heated. It's not in the fire anymore. Okay, but it's still piping hot. Okay, you take a pot or a pan off the fire, it still remains quite hot afterwards. Okay, in fact, sometimes a recipe will call for you to turn the fire off and put in the vegetables, the stir fry, whatever it is, inside the pan. What's good? There's no fire. The answer is that the pan itself is hot. Okay, so but that's a toldos or a pot heated by the fire. Then kula alma lo pligid oser. That's for sure oser. Rashi says, it told us the or could go in hucham hasudar as it means, you know, with a cloth, something else hot, whatever it was. Okay. But or mitchila got heated by the fire to start with. That's certainly usher. That's bishul. Okay. That's bishul. Because it is normal sometimes to cook from something. As I just said before, some recipes call you for you when you have a hot pan, especially if it's stir fried vegetables, you don't want them to be too hot. Cooked, you know, too. So yeah, you heat it up and then you turn off the fire and then you put the vegetables into the pan and it's cooked by, as much as you want it to be cooked by the pan. So that's also, that is a normal thing to do, Bishop. So again, the Gemara says, To cook by the sun, that's 100% mutter because it's not a fire and it won't lead you to make a mistake and think the fire is mutter. So you can fry an egg and if it's hot enough, you know, by the heat of the sun. All right, there's no issue whatsoever. Everyone agrees it's mutter because it's not derech bishul. Like she says, they ain't derech bishul b'kach. It's not the normal means of bishul. All right? But toldos or the other extreme is something heated by the fire is certainly usher. Right? You're not only allowed to cook by fire, but if the pan was heated by the fire, I can't cook in that either. Ki pli yudin is a machokas. B'toldos hachama. What about a pan that was heated by the sun? You had one of these scorching hot days. You put the pan outside, so it got piping hot. And now I put some food inside the pan. So Mar Savar Gazwina told us Chama Otu told us, or that already could lead to a mix-up because it's a pan, that's a pan. Okay, so how do I know what the pan originated? How did it get hot in the first one? Got hot by the sun or got hot by a fire? I don't know. So therefore, the Mandomar Gazwina told us Chama Otu, I'm sorry, yeah, told us Chama Otu told us or. Okay, because someone's going to see and think that it was heated by a fire, which we said we agreed is also. The other Mandomar Savar Gazwina, the other opinion is no, we don't make such a xer. Okay, it's still since the original source. If we don't make such a clear. So that's the sugya in Shabbos Daf Lamed Tes. Okay, and the question is now: one could argue that a microwave should be similar to chama, right? I mean, it, there's no fire; it's not similar to cooking in a fire. All right, I mean, it's the radiation, whatever it is, the microwaves that come from the thing and zero in on their bowl or whatever is in the middle there. And it heats it up, which gets the electrons moving around, whatever, it heats up. Okay, so that's perhaps more similar to the sun. That's the question. Is microwave, one could argue, it's like Mavashal Mechama, which the Gemara says is mutter. Now, the question is, one second, what does Rashi mean in 19? Ain derech bishul b'kach. In other words, it's okay to use the sun, okay? You're allowed to do it, because ain derech bishul b'kach. One second, even so, it should be us to go. Usually when we do, so when you say something's done shelo kedarko on Shabbos, it's still usher, at least Rabbanon. It's not lechus mashevis, okay, so it's not us to the raisa, but it should still be us to the Rabbanon, okay? So that's an interesting question. If you do the act in a different way than usual, which I guess cooking in the sun is, okay, cooking in the sun is... cooking the sun is indeed not the normal way of cooking. We acknowledge that. Okay, but still, it should be also the what rise, Rashi, and therefore the Gemara says, Bechama kula amalo pli yidishari. And Rashi says, the ain derek bishul bekach. Okay, but so what? Even ain derek bishul bekach, it's still be also the abon. The Gemara says, kula amalo pli yidishari completely. Completely mutter. You know, so that's the question of why. So that's what I'll look at in a moment. Okay, but. Trying to understand why it shouldn't, or why it should be much mutter, but I just want to point out, and I didn't include the sheets, the Egle Tal from the Avnei Nezer, right? The Sefer Rabbi Avnei Nezer, she wrote on the Shabbos Egle Tal, it's like Teslam, right? 39 Malachos. So Egle Tal talks about the different types of Shol Kedarka. He said sometimes there's a shinui in the Pe'ula as opposed to a shinui in the result. So that's where sometimes not all shinuim, not all shalokadarkas are created equal. That's what emerges. Not all shalokadarkas are created equal. Sometimes you can have shalokadarka when there's a shinui in the way you do it, but the result is the same. So that's when there'll be a gzeirat rabbanon. When you do something differently, but the result is the exact same, so that's when there'll be a rabbanon. But if there's a shinui in the result, then maybe it's mutter legamri. Not sure how that would fit in over here. Okay, maybe the result is not exactly the same. I don't know. But I mean, he's not saying it over here. I'm just pointing out the different types of shinui kedarka. A shinui doing some shol kedarka. But in any event, let's take a look next. The Rambam, the Perakov Beis of the Shabbos of the Test, writes, mutter lahochem b'chama. You're allowed to heat something up in the sun on Shabbos. After we shalos lachem b'toldos chama. Comes out, we're machmer by toldos chama. We passing like that first mandamar there in Shabbos Halam Tes Aleph back in verse 18. We passing a toldos chama. We aser zera atu toldos or. Right. So if you have a pan that was heated by the sun, you can't cook anything in that pan on Shabbos because who knows? You know, it'll be exactly the same as cooking in a pan that was heated off the fire. So it makes people up, so therefore they said it. But in the sunlight itself, it's not really dealing with the sunlight, but the sun heat, right? In the heat of the sun itself, the Rambam passes, Mutal lachem chama, ava wish also lachem toldos chama, she'eno bo litos mechama lor, because you're not going to say, well, this guy heated through the sun, so therefore it must be also okay to do it by fire. The two are not related. However, and he says, Lefika, Mutal litan bayim son, and b'shemesh, k'day she'ech, freezing cold water. So on Shabbos, you're allowed to take a pail or a jar, whatever it is, of freezing cold water, put it outside in the light of the sun to warm it up a little bit. Perfectly mutter. Okay, Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shabbos, and Shin Yud Ches, Siv Gimel. So he writes, Kashem Sha'asal Rashi Ba'or, Kachasal Rashi Ba'Toldasor. Just like you can't cook on Shabbos directly in fire, you can't cook in something which is heated by fire. Good. Kagon, Litain Beitzon, Bitzad Kedera. Okay, to put to put an egg next to something that got heated by the fire, even though it's not on the fire itself. Cracking into something, which got heated by the fire, and now it's not on the fire. Now the pan's off the fire, but it's still hot, so you can't cook an egg in it. And a feel of it told us chama, even if you have an item, a vessel was heated by the fire, by the sun, it's also utter. Anything else would heat up by the sun. You're not allowed to do atmana. Kigon, another thing, abu chama atzmikon litain beitz abu chama, utain mayan abu chama kadesh yuchmu mutter. To fry an egg in the heat of the sun, or to cook up, put water in the street, so warm up, that's mutter. Okay, now the question is this issue of why we should, why we do say that by chama. So the Kiryas Sefer on the Rambam Perek Tes writes, again, Rav Ashi told us, or that is like the word itself, but not chama. Although chama told us chama, the bishul ohavi elam be'or, so those up, right? Only fire and something which was produced by fire. Why do we make a distinction? So the Kiryas Sefer is the way it was done in the Mishnah. Right? The Hachinami Habis Samana Mishnah. Where was cooking done in the Mishnah altogether? It's interesting. In the list of the Melachas, it's not called Bishul. Number 11 in the list of the 39 Melachas, the Mishnah Kol Gadol, Lavan Gimel, it's Ofer, it's baking. And now because that's the end of the Sidur the Pas. It's the bread baked, bread, and all the planting and the sowing and all the stuff that are first 11 Melachas are all, we call Sidur the Pas. So it's to get to baking, not cooking. It's called ofer. But that was done for the lechem aponim and so on. But bishul was also done in the construction for the purpose of making the dyes, right, the colors, in order to make dye and tchelas and everything else. It's through heat up liquid with a certain solution in it, and they put the dye in and they put the synthesis in. It's the same thing. It's called samonim. Okay, so that's why he says that this type of thing is not it. Same thing with the Vashul Chamit Tveria. The Ain Bishul Midoraita can't say because Ela Or V'Toldosav only. Okay, now one of the places where this is relevant, just in terms of defining, is regards to the Hilchos Pesach. Okay, the Korpes, yeah.
At the end of the
case, it says, that's because it's not about the artificial. One second. Bishul was called Masha, probably like we said before, yeah. Yeah. Okay, the question was, what is Bishul? Well, it's a.
It's something, it's not about that now.
Right.
It's
yeah.
Not
yeah, we don't either, right. Okay, the Gemara Pesachim of Mem Aleph talks about Bishul regards to Korban Pesach, where it has to be roasted. So Amar Chista, Halavash Mechametz Rabbi Shabbos Potter. Okay, fine, you're Potter. Again, Potter, well, also Potter Doraisa, because it's not Ish, right? Mechametzaria. Pesach Shab Bishul Mechametzaria, Chayo. If you cook the Korban Pesach, by making use of chametz, right? It's your chayav. Now, so more yes, ma'ishna b'shabbos delo the told us eish be'inon v'leka pesach nami lav told us eishu. What do you mean? It's got to be tzliyesh. There's no eishu. So what should we be chayav Now, what do you chayv? You chayv, you know, what's the chiyuv? Rashi says, look at the 24. First, he says, chametveria, mayanos roschem, hot springs. Okay, bubbling hot springs. But Pesach Shabisha with chametveria, chayv al achiloso. Well, you chayv if you eat meat of the Korban Pesach, which was cooked through chametveria as opposed to through fire. We think what you think right now, what you're violating is that it says not to eat the mevushal. Okay? And at this point, that's what it looks like you were violating it because it was cooked, even though it was cooked through chametz teri. But then the Gemara says, no, Amarava, second line of 23, Memal from Alab Sakam, Amarava, my chayav with sunny, the ka'avar mishum tzliyesh. You violated the mitzvah of tzliyesh. Okay, so again, that's the distinction of Shabbos and other things. Now, what's important here is let's look at the Rashi and Mem Aleph and Aleph. Pesach Shabbish Mechatzmer Chabad Achzor Kosad Dal Mishum Belo Socha Mavushal. No, that's not why it's on the other. It's the Lav told us Eishi Nilchach Lav Bishul to Lavi Chayv Mishum Av Melacha. Right, it's not Bishul. 1 minute. Okay, but there's a difference. Here Rashi says over here what he said earlier. So look at the words of Rashi, the third Rashi. The Lav told us Eishi. Okay. Rashi says, Hilchach Lav Bishul. Now, it's not called Bishul. Why not? Because it's not fire oriented. That's what Rashi said back in 19, where Rashi says, Mutter, why? Sorry, the second Rashi, the Ein Derech Bishul Bekach. You hear that? In other words, and Riz goes back to the question, is it paid a bishul or it's paid a fire? Right over here in Pesachim, Mem Aleph and Aleph, Rashi seems to say, Lav told us Eishu, and therefore Hilchach Lav Bishul, the Lev Mem Chayim Mishra Malacha. Right, but he's talking here. Okay, good, maybe. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right. Right, that's the thing. So the question is, what's the ikur? How do we apply it to microwave? Mm-hmm. So it's interesting, Rav Moshe Feinstein in the tshuva. You hear my question? In other words, and how to apply to microwave? Because you could argue as follows, all right, and that may change in time. If it's lav ein derech bishul bekach. Well, is that true anymore? Maybe now with a microwave it is derech bishul, but it's still not eish. You know what I'm saying? So that's here the chakira. What's at play here exactly? So is it Moshe Feinstein the true igus Moshe or Chaim Chelik Gimelson Nun Beis? This is from Tavshan Lamed Aleph, the early 1970s. Okay, the summer of 1971. Well, that's around when microwaves are first coming out. Okay. I remember we went, my mother's aunt got a microwave. We were there for Rosh Hashanah or something. It's after Rosh Hashanah. She was showing how to use it. She had frozen pizza. She put it in, and it was in for a minute and a half. And all was a pipe. Oh, wow, unbelievable. All right, now it's in Dirigor. Anyway, says the Yosemite Motion, Mr. Behine Bidvar Bishul Bacham. The Lekka Isser Bishul Bacham, as Rashi explains, Mitam Dain Derek Bishul Bacham. But not okay. Now he says, but don't think ain't that fourth line, but ain't that kavana day that was about kahada osa melacha kalachar yad. Okay, it's not like a kalachar yad. Okay, they do melacha in a different way. Okay, that he says not. All right, he says. He says, "Ella to fill in from the bottom. Ella kavarosum the after ein lahachshim the lav derech malachol levash v'chama imelo eitzim v'hudam misbashol v'chama yivashol v'chama." It's not the normal thing, but it's not considered to be lachayad either. And he says, at least in his time, that so Avin still have that. Okay. Bottom line, when Rashi said ain't there bishul, did it mean that it's not bishul? Okay, or it's not, you know, is that the issue, or is it not malachas machsheves? Right. So that touches our question. So yeah, 1 second. Yeah, so therefore, if it is bishul, you could argue, in other words, it may not, for Shabbos, it may be, for Shabbos, if it is bishul, just not malachas machsheves, and again, we don't care about malachas machsheves by bas v'chalav. It's not the norm, so then it'll be also the right. You see what I'm saying? It is much more common to cook in a microwave now. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, you know, you say it is the norm. And even with bas v'chol.
Even
with Shabbos. It is the norm that people cook in a microwave. Therefore, I mean, you could argue that maybe it comes out from it, that it's the ricer to the microwave on Shabbos. You have, aside from the electricity problem.
Right.
Look what he says to me. The im kain, we have microwave oven. Okay, it's about 4 lines on the bottom. So again, if most people don't have it. That was 1971. Now everybody has a microwave. It's standard when you put in the kitchen. Okay, so that may make it actually, yes, there are usual time, even though there's no fire. Right? So that goes back to that issue.
That still works with what we said
in Rashi. Yeah, uh-huh. But Rav Moshe, at least in regards to Shabbos, I think, seems to say that it doesn't matter if it's called bishul, right? If it's a normal way of cooking, then that's it. And l'chori could say the same about bas v'chol. I would think it's a normal way of cooking.
So what does it mean? Doesn't matter if
it's called bishul. Well, it doesn't matter if it's called bishul. It's because when it comes to Shabbos, like I said before, we don't care what it's called. Yeah, yeah. But by here, we would say that by.
So what would make a microwave on terms of Yitzhak?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, according to Moshe. Okay, if it's not Darka B'Kach, then okay, but now that it is Darka B'Kach, I think maybe you'd be Machman and say it's even the Raisa. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, right? So that's certainly possible. That's what he holds.
Even if it's not Darka B'Kach either, huh?
I would think so. But if it is Darka B'Kach, like it is today, then I would think that it's a deraisa. But when it comes to yeah, I think so. See, I printed the Shalom Gal Arbach. Again, I hope he sent it to you, right? It said the Chuvas Minchas Shalom Chayat Kalsim Yubayz Hara 4, last sort 26. He says the Avsha Kasa Rashi B'Shabbos. Israel, you know, the water is heated up by the sun. That's where the fire comes from. Havalei told us or b'chayv, and lav havalei told us chamal potter. Begam chilek zesh shabin or bechama nisker gamli and pesach matzah bechala v'hotzah my napkin and regilin bechach. So he doesn't do that. 1 second. What is he saying? So he seems to say my napkin and regilin bechach. He emphasizes it's not called bishul, like the more like the Rashi Pesachim. Okay, he says, you know, in other words, al koch with varm the kavanas varm el lemer to ain zek kori bishul. That's not called bishul. 1 second.
I think you mean in the sense
that it's not dark. Oh, huh?
In the sense
that it's not dark. Right, but I'm saying he's saying even it would be dark or bakah. Or Moshe may depend on their and dark or bakah or not.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what he's saying. Okay, I think he's saying that he's more upset than the other Rashi, whether it's considered bishul or not. And that's a function, again, Lav told us, Eishu, Hilchot, Lav, Bishul. All right, therefore, it would be like Mabash Lechama, then it would be Mutter. I think it's coming out differently. I think it's coming out that it's going to be Mutter. One second. Here we go. Okay, the Kavad Rashi. I'm going to learn the Kavad Bisho. It's not called Bisho, it's called Mabash Lechama. But he doesn't seem to care what is dark of the Kach.
Maybe
that's what he means.
Ramosha means one thing,
when he
says called
Bishop,
which is dark. But I
don't
know,
could be that
for John
Solomon
says called Bishop, means dark. No.
Yeah, Ramosha said once it's dark of a cop, which it is today, so that could be
derisive. Right, I'm sure. Even though they both use the words called Bishop, Ramosha says it's not called
Bishop,
it means that
dark. Oh, you want to say the Machokas? Maybe.
It could be then two different things like called Bishop.
Right, right.
Promotional in the sense that, like, technically official versus Dr. Bad and Rishon Zalman, no, called Bishop, you never.
Yeah, I hear. Maybe. I'm not sure now that I look
at it. Which law is taking Rabbi
Yehuda? No, he just says, last word, he says, right? He says, Lefize gam bisho achut ay dezerim gam ken choshev ki mebashu lechama. Habashu is mutter. You know, he seems to say that it's mutter. Not only that, it's mutter. And that's a question. We transfer that over now to microwave. I mean, we assume malacha, I think, that it's not mutter. You know, or choshesh, that it is called the form of bishul. But, you know, one could argue that that's not mevashul. It's like mevashul chama. Right, and chanami. Because they're result-oriented. There are two different ways to look at it. Okay. All right, we'll stop over here. Just, you know. That about the microwave. On the mice, we don't cook us with all the microwave. All of the mice, so now you know what the issues are.